You know, as a specialist in preventive medicine, I just wanted to share with you some of the dreams I have for low-dose naltrexone. As research on this medication is accomplished in the future, we may see a few things that it's hard to picture it happening, but it might well, given its track record so far. We might see the ability of this medicine to block the appearance of type 1 diabetes, all that insulin and all those children who are affected by it. I mean, now the field is already in a position to measure autoantibodies years before type 1 diabetes appears in youngsters. And here we have something in our hand that we know blocks autoimmune disease. The autoantibodies are there. Why not use it? I've written to numerous people who headed programs to investigate insulin. As a matter of fact, was one example of things they investigated to see if they could stop the progress to type 1 diabetes. Never got a response from them. Possibilities are numerous. What an opportunity. We might see whole populations, though infected with HIV, simply have a chronic illness, clinically well, taking their little capsule each night. In the elderly, we have the possibility of seeing sharp drops in the incidence of painful shingles, herpes zoster, and the decrease in cancer rates, a decrease in the reawakening of old tuberculosis lesions as people's immune systems would have weakened with age. And we might see sharp declines in pneumonia and influenza deaths. All these ancient enemies of older age groups might very well be able to be controlled by low-dose naltrexone. We're not going to know until we push the field forward. And let's keep in mind as well the enormous savings in healthcare costs that might be attendant on general recognition that it's rather appropriate when people reach older age and the immune system begins to decline to move it up there a little bit. This is an easy way to do it. So we move on to how we march forward into the future. And many of you, I'm sure, have read the breakout sheets, the team sheets that you got when you registered. Next activity, we're going to break into small teams to brainstorm to help realize the future possibilities of LDN that much sooner. Just a word of introduction. First of all, this is an optional activity, obviously. You don't have to participate. Secondly, we realize we have very little time for this activity. Something like this, of course, would be nice to devote a whole afternoon to, but our hope is we're just beginning. The idea is we want to continue beyond this conference. So if you find you're rushed in your teams, and there are eight teams, don't worry. This is not about getting it right. It's not being perfect or complete. This is all about the third point, which is just brainstorming. These are brainstorm sessions. So any ideas that come up, don't reject them. Please don't criticize them. Just put them on the flip chart. At the end of your breakout session, you're going to have a chance to vote on the top ideas. And now Joel is going to come up and just help you get this started. We're going to move up Norman's eight pathways to the top of the mountain this afternoon.